earthquake in eastern Iranian Azerbaijan. It killed at least 5 people with hundreds of others injured. Rescue operations are underway. Iran's nuclear agency has announced it has resumed uranium enrichment at the country's underground Fordow site. It is another move away from Iran's six-power 2015 nuclear deal. The energy agency says the enrichment began overnight and was witnessed by an official from the UN's nuclear watchdog agency. Tehran has established a pattern of undercutting the nuclear treaty, which the United States left over a year ago. To end that pattern, Tehran is demanding that other signatories help it navigate around U.S. sanctions on its vital oil exports. Acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney has defied his subpoena today for impeachment inquiry testimony before the House Intelligence Committee. Meanwhile, as that investigation of U.S. President Donald Trump moves toward public hearings next week, a major question is whether former National Security Advisor John Bolton will testify. It's generally accepted Bolton was strongly against withholding U.S. military aid for Ukraine unless that country opened a probe of former Vice President Joe Biden. The move toward impeachment is centered on that issue. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump on his take of the testimony so far.
I'm not concerned about anything. The testimony has all been fine. I mean, for the most part, I never even heard of these people. I have no idea who they are. They're some very fine people. You have some never-Trumpers.
There is new hope of an easing in the U.S.-China trade war. Both countries have reportedly agreed to undo a series of tariffs in the first phase of an interim agreement between the world's two biggest economies. The deal has yet to be finalized. A short time ago at the White House, President Trump used a constant refrain, saying that Beijing wants a new trade deal more than he does. From Washington, this is VOA News. A new yet-to-be-released book called A Warning paints a damning picture of President Trump. Here's AP correspondent Matt Small.
A Warning is the title of a new book by an anonymous author, described only as a senior official in the Trump administration, that's due to go on sale November 19th. But White House Press Secretary Stephanie Grisham is calling it a work of fiction, and the author a coward for not revealing themselves. According to the Washington Post, which has already managed to get a copy, the author describes President Trump as volatile, incompetent, and unfit to be commander-in-chief, someone who stumbles, slurs, gets confused, is easily irritated, and has trouble synthesizing information. Matt Small, Washington.
The Tokyo Olympics Organizing Committee says opera legend Placido Domingo has said he will not perform at pre-Olympics cultural events. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
The group says Domingo has decided not to sing at an event scheduled for April that was meant to bring together opera and traditional Japanese kabuki theater, and officials had accepted his decision. Neither Domingo nor the organizers mentioned sexual harassment allegations against him in relation to his withdrawal. The Associated Press reported in August on such allegations against Domingo from decades ago. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This week is marked by the deep sadness of funerals for the American women and children gunned down and burned to death in Sonora, Mexico this week. We get a report from Eve Johnson of Reuters.
Donna Rae Langford and her two sons were killed in the attack. Her mother is calling for action.
I feel that they really need to get on it. They really need to do something and take it very seriously, because it is serious. This should not have happened to three women and the children that were all hurt, injured, and died needlessly.
Both officials and relatives say the killings seem to be the work of rival Juarez and Sinaloa drug cartels battling for control of the area. U.S. President Donald Trump has urged Mexico and the United States to wage war on the cartels together.
That was Reuters correspondent Eve Johnson. A Hong Kong University student who was found unconscious, lying in a pool of blood in a parking garage on Monday, has died. Joshua Wong, Hong Kong's leading pro-democracy activist, has called for residents in the Chinese semi-autonomous territory to wear black T-shirts to show solidarity with the movement to publicly mourn the death of 22-year-old Chow Sik Lok. A senior Hong Kong policewoman, Suzette Fu, denies that security officers were all to blame for his death.
There are accusations that police officers chased after the man before his fall. We must clarify that it is certainly false.
More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
Today, the voice of America, VOA1.